From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. President Vladimir Putin grabbing U.S. attention after his annual State of the Nation address. The Russian leader boasted of an array of new strategic nuclear weapons that can hit almost any target in the world. Senator Ben Cardin serves on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
Countries that boast about their military, there's a reason why, because they know that their capacities are far less than what they claim to have. It's not how much military strength they have, it's how they use it.
Both the White House and the Pentagon dismissed the talk as rhetoric Thursday, saying Russia's attempts to modernize its nuclear force come as no surprise and would do little to rattle the U.S. President Donald Trump announced Thursday the United States will impose steep tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The president said the tariffs of 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum will be in effect for a long period of time. He hosted steel and aluminum company officials at the White House.
You will have protection for the first time in a long while, and you got to regrow your industries. That's all I'm asking. You have to regrow your industries.
He said the measure will be signed sometime next week. The U.S. oil and gas industry slammed the plan for tariffs, saying the move would kill energy jobs by raising costs for big infrastructure projects. President Trump also held another school safety meeting Thursday. He continues his push for gun control legislation in the aftermath of the deadly school attack at a Florida high school. British Prime Minister Theresa May will set out her vision on Friday for a Brexit deal deeper and wider than any free trade agreement anywhere in the world, she said. This is VOA News. UN humanitarian aid convoys have yet to get access to besieged Eastern Ghouta in Syria. Hundreds of thousands of residents have been without significant aid for months. As Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egelin, believes the impasse could change soon.
He says an international task force on Syria was informed Tuesday the United Nations may receive a permit to enter the besieged town of Douma in Eastern Ghouta in the next 2 days.
We have 43 trucks standing by to go there and full warehouses to load into the trucks as soon as we get the permit.
Egelin says he will ask Russia, the United States, and other countries of influence to push for several UN aid deliveries into Eastern Ghouta every week. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And a UN Security Council resolution on Saturday demanded a month-long cessation of hostilities. The International Committee of the Red Cross said on Thursday an aid convoy carrying humanitarian supplies for 50,000 displaced people has arrived in Afrin in Syria as Turkey wages an offensive in the area. ICRC said in a statement that the situation in Afrin and other areas along the Syria-Turkish border is alarming, with the majority of people living in dire conditions. Venezuela's election board said on Thursday it was postponing an upcoming presidential vote from April 22nd to the second half of May, following an agreement between the government and some opposition parties. Presidential elections in Venezuela are normally held at the end of the year, and critics had accused authorities of moving the vote forward to hamper the opposition and benefit President Nicolas Maduro's re-election bid. A severe drought afflicting South Africa's Western Cape province is expected to cut agricultural output by 20% this year. That will decimate the wheat crop and reducing apple, grape, and pear exports to Europe. South Africa has declared a national disaster in its southern and western regions, including Cape Town. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will travel to Africa next week on his first trip to the area as a top U.S. diplomat. He will be going to Chad, Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Nigeria. And French far-right leader Marie Le Pen has been charged for tweeting brutal images of Islamic State violence. The charge comes after the National Assembly voted in November to strip the National Front chief of her parliamentary immunity. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.